Hello and welcome to 5 Minute Magic from Creativity for Sale podcast, a quick fire episode sharing tips and tricks from the pages of the book of the same title. Yes, Creativity for Sale. Every week I'll be sharing one or two ideas that could give you an actionable takeaway for your creative career, your business, or just a food for thought for the weekend ahead. These tips are taken from the audiobook and you can find a link to the full version in the show notes. In this episode, we open the second chapter of the book titled Power of One, which is Power of You. The message of this book is that you can build a life-changing, even world-changing career and business around what you already have, a collection of creative particles that make you unique. This chapter starts with four, in my opinion, very powerful questions. What do you want? How much do you want it? Who do you want to be? And how good do you want to be? Have a listen and have a think.
Chapter 2. The Power of One. This and the following chapters will help you define, build, and amplify your own uniquely personal brand of creativity. By working through these stages, you can shape what people expect of you and your work, and how you're perceived. Remember that crafting a personal brand isn't about trends or bandwagon jumping. In fact, it's quite the opposite. It's about making sure the world knows who you are as a person by defining what you do as a creative professional. That is, the problems you can and will solve. Consider these simple questions. What do you really want? How much do you want it? Who do you want to be? How good do you want to be? The power of you. Remember the power of one? Well, the power of one is actually the power of you. It is your ability and willingness to create the future, to fix what you see is broken, and to invent what is missing. At this stage, it's impossible to know how big of an impact you might have in the future, but it should become clear very soon. The key message of this book, yes, I'm going to spell it out, is that you can build a life-changing and even world-changing career, business, and income from what you already have, from your collection of creative particles that make you unique. And contrary to what you might believe, you don't have to be a creative genius to get started. As I explained in the previous chapter, you just need to get what you've got, take the first step, and then take another, and then a few more. If you keep looking up and moving forward, forging your own path and ignoring the distractions that might derail you, then you will enjoy the journey you're on. It's absolutely fine, in fact, it's even better if you don't think you have what it takes to change the world, or even your world, right now. Many of us, myself included, didn't have a clue about what to do with our lives or careers at some point, but we set off in an unknown direction in search of our first destination, regardless. Once you empower yourself, you become the center of gravity for your future.